Hey, this is Jersey. You're listening to the Garden State.
You are listening to the Garden State, the only New Jersey podcast that gives you all the news you need to hear this week. My name is Josh Sobo.
My name is Josh Chomick.
And back once more, Jimmy Parks. Jimmy is back behind the camera after his sabbatical last week. It's good to have our producer back, Jimmy. How are you this week?
I'm doing great. You know, sometimes you need a week off.
Yeah, I could use a week off, I think.
Yeah, we didn't really miss you much, but the listeners were very upset.
Well, over the weekend, I ran to some listeners, and a lot of people were like, oh, we missed you on the podcast this week. And I was like, wow.
Didn't you even sign a shirt?
I did sign a shirt for a girl named Emily. She only wanted me to sign it.
Not us.
Not you guys.
Amazing. Jimmy's just stealing the hearts of all our listeners.
That's really cool. I'm proud of you, Jimmy. Was that your first autograph in life?
It was not, actually.
Really?
One time I signed a girl's face at a YouTube event.
That's a girl's face. I wonder if she ever washed that off.
I think Chris also signed the same girl's face.
Jimmy, has anyone ever come up to you? I know we've made this joke before, but has anyone ever asked you if you're Mr. Beast?
Yes.
It's happened?
Yes.
Who said that?
Like a random person once.
Dude, you look so much like him.
Didn't ask me like if I was him, but like, are you related to him?
Wow. We always say Jimmy looks identical to Mr. Beast, and somehow these two need to connect for a video or something because it's scary.
Yeah, and you're both named Jimmy, which is so funny. And he's Jimmy Donaldson?
Donaldson, yeah.
And we won't get into your name, but
it's close to Jimmy's last name.
Similar
Jimmy
last Parks. And you're Jimmy Parks, which is very similar. But hey guys, it's good to be back on the podcast. Josh, we had a caffeinated podcast last week. We went wild with the caffeine.
It was great.
And I see you have a coffee right now, and we're recording this at 9 o'clock at night. You're an absolute madman.
I know. I don't drink coffee this late into the evening, but I loved the rush last week. And I was like, you know what? I don't need sleep. This is for the pod, dude.
Can we do a thing where, we say right now on the podcast, Jimmy makes a note and you fill in the future version of you when you're editing this, what time you went to sleep at?
Yeah.
Okay, so future you is going to edit right now into the podcast what time you fell asleep at, okay?
I got no sleep at all.
And we're back.
Wow.
That's amazing. I don't know what you said.
I don't know what I said either.
I'd imagine it's late. It's going to be really late. But yeah, I think you're bold for drinking coffee right now. I could never.
Thank you, brother. I'm feeling pretty good. A lot of the time, if I drink coffee late at night after a meal, I will just fall asleep.
Could I have one little sip of that?
Dude, of
I think
course.
Just the
it's
taste,
very sweet.
I think the taste of it.
I got a small iced coffee, cream sugar with some vanilla sweetener from Dunk.
Whoa.
And dude, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I don't even need a cup of coffee. Just the taste wakes me up. So that was a good little sip.
And you got yourself a nice little La Croix right there.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that again because it makes me burp when we record. But it's good to be back. And how was everyone's 4th of July weekend? There was a fun-filled weekend, no?
Yeah, we had a ton of fun this weekend. We spent most of the weekend together.
We did, actually. This is the first weekend of the podcast where we all hung out.
It's amazing.
And like the year we've been doing this.
Like we weren't working. We weren't doing anything. We were just kicking it, man.
Kicking it old school.
It was beautiful. Great time. Great bonding between us.
Friday night had a little pool party.
Saturday night fireworks.
Saturday night Cranford fireworks. They were 4 out of 10.
Very weak.
Short show.
Sunday. Were we together Sunday? No, I was.
I went to Rahway fireworks on Sunday.
How were they?
Excellent.
Really?
I would give them a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Wow. And Cho, where were you Sunday?
I remember I was at my house because I shot up the drone because I wanted to see who was doing fireworks locally around me. And I looked toward like Rahway's direction. I was like, oh, is that Rahway doing fireworks? And Jimmy confirmed it was Rahway.
Yep. And then Monday, 4th of July, we all were at the Island Beach together.
Island Beach State Park.
I wasn't there, but...
Oh, Cho, you were there. That's right. You decided to golf. You golfed 4 days in a row this week.
Yeah, I played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It was amazing.
That's right. We golfed Friday morning, Galloping Hill.
Yes.
That's crazy. It was a long weekend.
Bro, you had so much golf, so many good times. Then you guys went to the Clark fireworks on Friday. No, Monday.
On Monday.
On Monday, yeah. Clark always puts on a good show.
10 out of 10, I would say.
So you would say out of all three, you saw Jimmy, Clark was number one?
Well, Clark started off with a finale, which is
amazing.
They
always do, yeah.
And
yeah,
then they did three finales at the end.
They did three finales, and every time one ended, the group of adults we were with were like, all right, let's go. We can leave. I'm like, you guys are the worst. They were waiting for the fireworks to end. And I just was trying to take it all in, lay on that grass. There's something special about it.
See, like while you were laying on the grass, I was chilling in the clouds.
With your drone. Nice.
During Cranford and Clark, I didn't go with the crew. I stayed back, shot the drone up, I was taking photos from above, looking down on all my friends, having a good time.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, the photos came out great. I didn't post any, but they like came out pretty awesome. I was happy with it. Different perspective. It's cool to see like while the firework explodes being right next to it. I don't endorse doing this because you got to be a professional trained licensed drone photographer like myself. It's very dangerous, but it's a good time.
Did you take any video or just photos?
Just photos. I was doing long exposures.
Hey, you guys, I was going to say something and I lost my thought. I was going to say, hold on, there it is. There it is.
It's coming.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Was it about the 4th of July?
Yeah, it was about the fireworks. I was just going to say something about the fireworks and then I don't know.
You know what one of my favorite parts about this Clark fireworks are?
What? What?
Your dad. He's like the life of the party all the time.
He always shows up. He always shows up and shows out. He's ready for the 4th.
He didn't post too many stories.
Oh, I remember.
I was hoping to watch all his stories.
I remember what I wanted to say. Remember on Memorial Day weekend when we recorded the podcast, I was like, hey, enjoy it. It goes fast. And we were all like, yeah, now 4th of July is over. You know what the next one is? Labor Day.
Ugh, summer's over.
When's Arbor Day?
I already passed. It's in April.
Okay.
It's basically Thanksgiving already. So just get your decorations ready.
Guys, we need to like settle on the date for the Cowtown Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, I kind of want to go next Saturday.
Well, we should lock in the date and like tell people on social.
Can you guys go this Saturday?
This coming Saturday?
This Saturday.
What is it? The 16th? I can, but Jimmy can't.
I think I might be going this Saturday. We'll talk after the pod. We'll connect.
We'll link up. For everyone listening, we will post it on social media when we decide to go to the Cowtown Rodeo so everyone can join us. It'll be a fun time.
I would love it.
And then, Jimmy, one more question. Yep. Did you cut grass this weekend?
I don't know. I did on like Thursday.
Oh, how was it?
It was nice.
Nice.
What is with you guys in the always talking about cutting grass?
You know. Like we just talk weather and grass. That's really the only conversations we ever have outside this podcast. Jimmy, how was cutting grass this weekend? Oh, it was great. That's awesome. And then I send him photos from like different storms that happen across the country. What is the one I sent you this week?
The lightning bolt that hit right in front of this car that had a dash camera. I've never seen lightning up close like that before. It was wild.
Terrifying.
There was like flames. It was
flames
insane.
Everywhere. Josh, I have to show you this video later. It was absolutely madness.
Was it Jersey?
No, it was like South Dakota, I think. Like we don't have that kind of stuff out here.
Hmm.
Also, I saw like a post from South Dakota of a piece of hail the size of a baseball.
Wow.
So I'm very grateful in Jersey we don't have to deal with stuff like that. Because that just, how do you like live like that? Your car is done.
I don't know.
God bless him. I just don't understand that.
All right. So you guys want to get in the news?
Let's do it.
Sure.
This first story hits a little close to home for me and the Choaster.
Oh, yeah.
Attention, New Jersey residents. Union County College is getting a name change.
What?
Is it good?
No, actually, it's really not that much of a name change, but they have decided it is the right choice to change the name of Union County College.
What is it called now?
Drum roll, please. Union County College has officially changed its name to Union College of Union County, New Jersey.
Really? Union College of Union County. That's
so
the name?
So repetitive.
Union College of Union County.
Why would they put Union in twice? It sounds awful.
They missed their opportunity to make it the University of Central Cranford, which is what we all called it back in the day.
UCC, the University of Central Cranford. Such a better name.
Or the University of Coastal Cranford, if you really want to make it sound extra fancy.
Wait, why coastal?
Because it's not coastal, but it just sounds cooler.
What are you talking about? The lake.
The Rahway River.
Yeah, it has like the Rahway River running through it pretty much.
So they decided, the article says the change was approved by both the College Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors at a meeting last month. Adopting the name of Union College moves us into the future to showcase our academic excellence national recognition. Josh, can we just talk?
No, it doesn't.
Can we just talk for a second? We're both alumni of Union County College.
Very proud alumni.
Yeah, we both have been through the fire and flames of Union County College.
Great times. We had a great college experience with UCC.
Dude, the best. But Community college is special. I will say it's special. And sometimes there's this pressure to feel like you got to elevate it. It can't be Union County College. It has to be Union College of Union County, which makes it sound, they remove that community word. They want to remove that bad taste from people's mouth. But it's community. Stupid. The point is, you go for 2 years, you spend less money.
Save so much money.
You get those base level classes you need. You know, you pass Calc because Calc 1 is going to be easier at UCC than it's going to be at Rutgers.
Oh, yeah.
And then you move on to better, bigger, better things.
Or you don't. I graduated UCC and finished there. You went to Kane.
Well, you did go to Rutgers.
Yeah, I failed out because Calc was so much harder at Rutgers.
Should have gone to University or Union College.
They should have changed it to the University of Central Cranford because if you don't want to say, oh, I go to Union County College, you could be like, oh, yeah, I go to the University of Central Cranford. And people won't question a thing.
Union College doesn't make any sense because, I don't know. What were we going to say, Jimmy?
So instead of people saying, oh, I go UCC, you're going to say, oh, I go to UCOUC?
UCOUC of... Union. I think Union College
be,
of
it could just County. Be UCUC,
but
I do see
UCUC.
I see, said the blind man.
I don't know.
Is this like in effect immediately?
Do you think the kids are really gonna like stop calling it UCC? I don't think so.
No, the wave of UCC is there.
It's legendary.
You know, remember, there used to be billboards. This is the one thing that never it gave us such a bad rep. There's billboards that said you can't spell success without UCC, and they always say on the radio.
Yeah.
And what bothered me is you also can't spell unsuccessful without UCC. So not the best line of thinking, and it's – so I don't know. I spent a lot of time there, though. Josh, we used to chill on campus, right?
Oh, such a great, great time. I love UCC. So many people hate on it, but it was a great community college.
Yeah. I remember I took astronomy in what do you call an astronomy building?
Was it the dome?
A planetarium, right?
In the planetarium, yeah. I was in the planetarium, and I remember good memories there, man. Learning about space and everything. And
I never took that class.
You know, weird anecdote, very Jersey anecdote. Whitney Houston was buried in the graveyard in Westfield that borders Union County College.
Yep.
Amazing.
Josh, remember when we went to visit the gravesite?
Yeah, dude, so much security. We couldn't even touch it.
Yeah, not that we were trying to touch it.
I mean, like, go next to it.
We got near it, but the weird thing is the actual tombstone for Whitney Houston, the yes, superstar.
Legend.
Basically is like 10 feet from the fence of UCC, and I used to take the shuttle bus from the back tennis courts onto campus, and one morning, right after she got buried, Whitney Houston was on the radio, and wow. I could basically see the mountain of flowers on her gravestone, and I was like, what makes the world feel a lot smaller?
That's real, bro.
That's real. And it might have been that she wanted to dance with somebody.
That's her song?
Yeah, it's Whitney.
Wow.
Whitney Houston, every good song ever. Let me make sure that's what she used to before we move on.
I thought that was...
Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. 1987, Whitney Houston.
Yep.
Yeah, pretend like I never said that.
I will always love you, Whitney Houston.
And she was born in Newark, New Jersey.
That's why she was buried in Westfield. She's a Jersey resident through and through.
Jersey girl.
That was 2012.
Crazy.
She died in 2012.
We actually, if you guys want to dig deep enough, you'll find a vlog of Josh and I going.
No.
To the.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I vlogged it, dude.
On what channel?
My second channel. Just type in the Josh Rocks Guitar Hero, Whitney Houston.
Hold on, I got
to
pull this
up. Dude, I did
up.
It because I wanted the memory. Dude, it's so hard to search on YouTube nowadays. I can't even find my old videos. It's that hard.
It is very, very hard to find. All right, moving on. So very sad about Union County College, but maybe it's a hopeful future for the Owls.
No, it's not. And nothing's, no.
Yeah.
No. Like, and back to the Whitney Houston thing really quickly, Josh, like it was just amazing how you could just take the shuttle every day and pay your respects to Whitney and you would never forget about it.
Every single morning I thought of Whitney and mm-hmm. I thought, hey Whitney. I just said, hey, what's up? It's me. And then, you know.
Anything back?
I don't think so, but maybe.
The ghost of Whitney Houston.
I may have heard, I don't know, maybe not. I mean, the song played on the radio, which kind of freaked me out. Yeah, I was like, this is very spooky right now that this song's playing and I'm looking at her gravestone in the middle of New Jersey. Like, we're not talking about like I'm taking a bus through up Fifth Avenue and I'm like, oh, there's, you know, the Tiffany store where they film. No, this is middle of nowhere Jersey. And the wit is on the radio, so crazy times.
Great college, good times. We're very sad to hear about the name change. Could have been better. They should have talked to the alumni, dude. Not the board of trustees or whatever they're called, dude.
I don't trust any board of trustees.
No, dude. They're not the to least be trusted. Trustworthy people ever.
Exactly.
We should make a petition to change the name.
I agree.
I'm just saying it's possible. So,
all right, moving on.
Whatever.
There's only one Costco in New Jersey that doesn't require a membership for gas.
So the rest are requiring it, but this one doesn't?
They all are requiring the card.
How does this one get away with it?
I don't think they have a choice.
It was
a town law.
The town is being... let's get into the news.
Hey,
what it says.
Everyone go to this Costco.
Starting Tuesday, Costco gas stations across the Garden State began requiring that all purchasers be active Costco members. But at one New Jersey location, and only one, anybody from anywhere is still eligible to purchase gasoline.
Yes.
100 Centerton Road in Mount Laurel. In fact, if the station starts asking motorists for proof of membership, the township could take the company to court. And it quotes, "We reached out to them on Friday and put them on notice again and said that we know this is starting next week across the state, but it will not happen in Mount Laurel." George Morris, township solicitor, told New Jersey 101.5. Basically, it sounds like the gas station was not approved to be put there. I guess when they were zoning it, they approved a Costco to be put there, and then the gas station was a later decision. And now they're bullying them and saying, "You're not doing this with the membership cards," which just sounds ridiculous to me. I think they should just let Costco do what they want to do.
Do you think the town will win this? Do they have the ultimate say? I don't know how that stuff works.
I mean,
I think the town will win.
Man, I wish it was up here. Like, if I drove down to Mount Laurel to get gas, I would just be spending more money because it would just kill my tank, because that's a good hour, 5 minutes for me.
Yeah, it doesn't really give it a crazy amount of information. But it just sounds like they're kind of pushing them around because of the zoning. And I don't know what will happen here, but it seems to me that Costco is going to have to just not require membership cards at this location.
Shout out to everyone down there, man.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a Costco membership. Guys, go to this Costco.
Save some money
on gas.
I will say, like, I think that Costco should just be able to do whatever they want. It's their store.
That's why I was shocked. Yeah.
Like, think about this. But you can get gas, but you can't go into the Costco to buy stuff without a membership card. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense at all. No. That's why for the longest time, I always thought to use their gas, you needed a membership card until recently, and everyone started talking about this thing. That's why I never went to Costco for gas.
Hey, let's talk about gas prices, though, for a second. They're coming down a little bit, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I haven't filled up in like a week. What's it at right now? Like, what did you guys buy lately?
I keep seeing it in like the 450s, I want to say.
Yeah, I got it for 453 this weekend.
Which is still very... I remember when it was at 399, I wanted to... when it was going up originally, yeah. It hit 399, I was like, I'm going to wait until it goes a little down. And then it was like 420 down. And then 440, and I'm like, here we
go. Did you guys hear about the gas station next to the Holland Tunnel?
No.
It's like, my uncle was just telling me the other day, but I remember seeing an article about it. It's like one of the gas stations, it's like some no-namer gas station.
My dad went there.
Yeah, it's selling gas for like $4.35 right outside the Holland Tunnel, dude.
My dad went there. And he told me he sent my family a picture. He thought it was a fluke because the price was so low.
No, it's real.
And he filled up his tank and was like, I don't know why it's so cheap.
And there's no lines either. My uncle said it was pretty empty when he went.
My dad said the same thing.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, why? And the gas station right next door to it is like 30 cents higher.
It was even more than that. He said it was like high 480, 490. And it was like 430 for him to get gas.
Yeah, bro. How wild? Like, I don't understand how certain gas stations do that.
I don't know how any of it works. It's truly entirely a mystery to me how gas stations pick their prices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually go to the no-name gas stations.
Yeah.
You know, the random ones that are just called gas. Those are my favorite ones. Yeah, someone told me there's a gas station called Delta.
That was me. Yeah,
Delta. Yeah, you told me, right?
Route 22 in Union, they got Delta because it was a Delta and they didn't want to get a new name, so they made the E&A.
That's allowed? Like, they just like turned that into a business?
I would imagine Delta would sue them if they found out, because even the D is the same as the Delta.
It's still there right now.
Let me look. Delta gas. Yeah, Delta.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's so funny.
1960 US 22 Union, New Jersey. It's there.
That's impressive, man.
Look at the sign. Hold on, I'm on Google.
See if you can go to Google Earth and show me that. Oh my gosh,
it's literally the Delta logo with the.
That's mad funny, dude.
I just thought that was
wow. Funny. Look at those gas prices from Google Earth from the last time it was taken. $3.30.
Really? Where's that?
Yeah, look at the gas prices. It's like $3.25. Keep going to the right.
Oh my goodness.
On the sign. Yeah, $3.25 gas.
What has happened to us?
So sad to see.
Imagine you see yourself.
Oh yeah, I know exactly where that is. Yeah. Wow, dude. That's so funny.
So,
and honestly, like, why are people like, gas is the same no matter where you go.
I don't know. Is it?
Yes. I think it's never hurt me once in my life. I don't think it's actually going to change anything out of your car. It's not going to kill your car. But some people really like avoid those types of places because they actually think the gas is going to harm their car. It's all coming from the same place.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think you might be right. And with Costco, we'll have to see what happens. I, for one, as a Costco member...
You just want all the outsiders out of there.
I want everybody out. No, I want outsiders allowed, locals only. And
pay your dues.
I'm not going to be in line anymore for my gas.
Have you noticed the gas lines like shortening since?
Haven't been yet.
Okay.
So I'll tell you probably tomorrow. So moving on. A New Jersey man from Absecon went on a bare naked crime spree over the weekend.
4th of July activities, dude. Just crazy.
Yeah, it says, police said a city man rang in the holiday weekend commemorating America's birthday in his birthday suit, 101.5, with these headlines. I'm telling you.
You got to stop giving him a shout out, bro.
The comedians over at their office, I'm giving them a thumbs up. Whoever, Patrick Lavery, good job. That was a good one, man. As they laid bare the allegations against him following his arrest. God. According to a release Saturday, the Absecon, I said that right, Jimmy?
Yep, Absecon.
Absecon Police Absecon. Department said officers responded to two housing developments that were the start and end points of the antics for Michael Davis, 37, Friday night. Late that evening, police said a naked man, later identified as Davis, approached the vehicle of a juvenile driver in the parking lot of the Absecon townhomes, entered the driver's car without permission and ordered him to drive him to Clayton Mill Run apartment complex.
It's not even like he's taking the car from this juvenile. He's just like, he's ordering them to drive him somewhere while he's bare naked.
Yes. And that's crazy. And it gets even worse. It says once he was there, he assaulted the juvenile and took his cell phone.
This is awful.
Davis was then accused of gaining entry to two apartments at the Clayton Mill Run. At the first, a woman with two children fled unharmed, but inside the second, police said, Davis began to assault another woman whose infant child was also present at the time. That's wrong. That's so messed up. Ridiculous. So that woman fought off Davis, according to the police, after which he fled and went into hiding as officers began to arrive. So after a foot chase... An officer apprehended Davis and took him into custody. So this is just crazy. I hope he goes to the slammer.
Butt naked.
Hopefully they put some clothes on him along the way, but this sounds to me like classic drug use. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, he could have been on something. The fact that like he made that juvenile drive him somewhere, like, no, you're my driver now. Take me somewhere. Butt naked. What's that kid thinking?
Well, I don't know what he was... He must have been freaking out a little bit, but...
Yeah.
It says he was charged with aggravated criminal sexual conduct, burglary, and lewdness, two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, and one count each of criminal restraint, hindering apprehension, obstruction, resisting arrest, and theft. So there's nothing drug-related there. Just a crazy story.
Maybe he just wanted to, you know, celebrate his freedom a little differently than the rest of us.
He's not free now.
Yeah, if that was the goal.
Yeah, he was free for, you know, maybe 10 minutes or however, maybe 20 minutes, however long that lasted. But the dude's not free now. You're totally right on that, Josh.
If freedom was the goal.
No one wants to see you butt naked, bro.
This reminds me of Coney 2012.
Oh, do you remember Coney 2012?
How so?
That was wild.
Coney 2012. Coney came to my high school. Not Coney himself, but the Coney 2012 people came to my high school. And I was all in supporting Coney 2012. Do you remember Coney 2012?
I remember just like the movement, like the hashtags. Can you just give me a quick TLDR?
Okay. The year is 2012.
Yeah.
2010?
No, it was like either end of 2011, early 2012.
No, it was Coney 2012 was the slogan.
Yeah, but it was. Yeah.
Okay. The year is 2012. There's this company or organization called the Invisible Children that highlights this guy, Coney, who is basically a tyrant, in a part of Africa that's killing and murdering. He's murdering people and hurting children. And I don't remember the whole story. He was just a bad dude. And this guy convinced all of America in a week that we need to stop Kony and raised like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, to stop him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like a week later, he had a mental breakdown from the stress of it all happening and was seen walking around Los Angeles completely naked in the middle of the street. Yeah, and he was going, he had like a complete psychiatric episode.
Jeez, dude, what happened to him? Did they like charge him? Or
I don't
like,
think
was it
so.
Just all like, they send him to like a mental facility?
Kony 2012, let me
just
try.
Just type in Kony 2012 naked man.
Jason Russell. I feel bad that this is what he's remembered for because he really did spring like a lot of excitement for this thing.
Well, did good come from it? Like, did they do something with the money? Did they stop Kony?
That's the video of him.
Jeez. Dude, that's sad.
Well, it turned out that Kony was already stopped.
So what did they do with the money?
I don't know.
Did you donate?
I bought a t-shirt that shrunk in the wash and never fit me again the next day.
So you supported the movement.
I supported. They came to my high school and spoke to all of us at an assembly, and I was like, yo, I'm going to help. Like, that was my MO. I was down to help, but
they caught you, bro. They got you.
So do you want, I actually pulled up the, his Wikipedia page, because this is off the topic of the Garden State, but kind of interesting. It says on March 15th, 2012, at the height of Kony 2012, San Diego police detained a naked Russell for psychiatric evaluation after he allegedly vandalized cars and made sexual gestures after removing his underwear during a public breakdown that was filmed and released online. So he was hospitalized for several weeks and then he went on Oprah.
Oh, nice. Oprah saved the day.
He said he had an out of body experience. So
that's,
I don't know.
That's
why.
Like Walter White. Remember when he faked it? He had to like put a cover for like, he was out in the desert,
yep,
cooking meth, mm-hmm, and you know, he messed up somewhere along the way where he didn't get home in time. So he pretended like he went crazy, got naked, walked into a corner store, and then just got arrested then saying he didn't remember anything.
I guess that's a good method if you need to get out of something, right?
Yeah. Just say that you had a mental episode, and eventually they figured it out that Walter White was not actually, like, he was faking it the whole time. So they could actually figure it out. But in the moment, he got away with it.
Moving on. Are you ready to move on from that?
Yes, sir.
This next story, man. We got a funny lineup of stories this week.
It's a great line.
Yeah, this next story is an interesting one. It says, New Jersey has a hotline for parents that are fed up with their kids.
Wonder if my mom used this one on me.
Probably. 100%.
I never knew about this.
100%.
Were you a bad kid?
I was a good kid.
Really?
I was a really good kid, dude. I think I still am.
I don't think I was really a bad kid. I don't think my parents would have used this on me.
You know, I ran around naked a few times around the house, out of control, but, you know, who doesn't?
You did that?
Yeah.
Like Kony?
In my house. I didn't go out in public.
Wait, did you set that up to tell that story right there?
No, I swear I didn't.
So it says, the family helpline operated by Parents Inc. offers free, confidential, around-the-clock support to parents and caregivers who just need to vent or have serious questions about parenthood and keeping their kids safe and well. It says, yes, our line is a referral line and a crisis line, but the most important thing about our line is that we're a listening line, Rose said. We always answer the phone with a trained, sympathetic volunteer, usually a parent themselves. The nonprofit handles 3,000 to 7,000 calls per month, Rose said. Still, she hears from parents all the time who say they wish they had known about this line when their baby had colic or their teenager was driving them to the end of their rope.
Whoa. Yo,
yeah,
come on.
I guess they're like an all-in-one helpline. Your kid's being a bad teenager, call the line. Your baby is sick, call the line.
Your kid's lighting the cat on fire again?
Call the line.
Call the line, dude.
3,000 to 7,000 calls a month. There must be a lot of bad kids in the state.
But you know what? Do you ever see like a young parent and you're like, oh, I don't know if this person's ready to be a parent? I think this line is perfect for them, right? Like sometimes you just need a little help to get
through.
Yeah,
but Jimmy, what you're saying requires self-awareness. So what I mean by that is if there's someone that isn't ready to be a parent, whatever that might mean, they probably aren't even aware.
Yeah, you're right.
If those are the people that would not call 1-800-THE-KIDS, which by the way, if you want to call this hotline, the number is 1-800-THE-KIDS. That's THEKIDS. There is a mom on TikTok that's going to be helped today. I can tell you that right now.
We wish you the best, ma'am.
Yeah, just get that help you need. But I would love to call this line and just see. We should call in. Should we call right now?
Yeah, sure.
I can put my phone next to this. Or is that too a waste of resource?
I think it's a waste of resource. It could be. What if someone call my mom and ask her if
she called it before?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, let me just call my mom really quickly.
Is she awake?
Yeah, it's 9:30.
I can't wait to hear what she says.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I'm filming the podcast right now, so you're on air.
Oh, hi.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Mom, did you know that there's a hotline in New Jersey for parents like to call about their kids and just vent?
I'm thinking that as a yes.
Hello?
Yeah, what were you saying? You were breaking a hotline?
Yeah, there's a hotline in New Jersey for parents who are just fed up with their kids. So they call this number, 1-800-THE-KIDS, just to vent and to just, you know, seek help on how to control their wild child. And I was wondering if you ever called this number on me.
Of course not. Never.
Are you sure?
Never.
Did you know about this?
No,
I know. I never knew about it either.
Well, she's a mom, so ask her what she thinks. No. Do you think that this is appropriate that parents should call a hotline, or do you think it's a little ridiculous?
Well, to be honest with you, there are probably parents out there that don't know how to handle their kids, and that breaks my heart because parents really, I don't know, a lot of parents just give their kids whatever they want, and that's not a good thing either. And then they lose control, and then they can't handle them. It's their own fault, so they should go for counseling. But
well, that's what the number's for.
Well, that's why it's good. It's probably good to have a hotline.
Okay,
because,
well,
you know, these poor kids, you know, a lot of kids are abused by these parents too.
Yeah, that too. You never know. Well, I was just wondering if you ever used it on me. So it's good to know you didn't.
You were like a perfect child.
I still am, right, Mom?
Yes, you are. You're number one son.
She almost messed up there. I hope Amanda's listening.
She said you're the number one son.
Number one daughter.
Perfect. All right, Mom. Love you. Thank you for answering the call.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Well, there you have it, right from a mom.
I like how she said you're her number one son and you're her only son. Wow, talk about participation trophy generation we are. We all get awards nowadays.
I know, right?
Your mom's so nice.
I know. So I guess she didn't even know about it. Maybe she doesn't. She just doesn't want to tell me.
Dude, the other night when I came over and Baba made that bread.
Oh, the babka.
The babka. What was on it, though? It was like guava babka.
Yeah. And it was warm.
It was fresh out the oven. Yeah. And your mom brought it out. And I was like, I was ready to dive into that thing, man. It was so good.
Did you eat some?
Oh, like two slices. Yeah, and then she brought the chimichurri with the bread, and I was just diving into that. Man, it was a great time.
I love it. My parents love you guys. She'll just feed you. If you come and just sit there all day, she'll just keep bringing food out until you stop eating.
And that's the problem. I won't stop eating.
So apparently you were a great boy. She must have forgotten the naked running around the house story.
I don't even want to go into it, but I did it in front of like my friends.
What?
Everyone knows about it. I was wild, dude. But at the same time,
age?
Bro, I must have been like 7.
Okay. I thought you were like 14.
No. That would have been bad.
You were 7 years old.
Maybe
all
7
your
or
friends
8.
Were over the house and you ran around the house.
Yeah,
naked.
Michelle, Steph, Mark, like all them. I did it to be funny. Like I just ran out. Like, I was like, And everyone, they'll like, if you ask Mark about it, he'll like, he always brings up this story. And like, it's just, you know, I grew up from that day and turned out all right. So
were you in trouble after that?
My mom whipped, like, I'm not going to go. My mom, like, I got the spanking.
Good.
My mom like ran in.
I'm sure you deserved it because your mom's an angel. And for your mom to discipline you, you had to be a pretty bad boy.
I think I stabbed my cousin with a fork once. Like,
bro, you sound like Andy from Toy Story. Not Andy, Sid from Toy Story.
Dude, like, yeah, there was just some moments, but for the most part, I was all right. And you know, I think I grew up pretty well. So
I think those stories just confirmed that your mom definitely called that number.
She handled me really well. I don't know. God bless her. She's amazing.
She's an angel. As all of our moms. We all have very good moms.
At the next family dinner, bring up the hotline. Ask if your parents use the number on you.
My mom. Should I call my mom right now?
Ask her. And you know, this is a great like conversation to have at your next family dinner. Everyone talking about if their parents use the hotline in them. Dude, my mom would answer the phone if I called her at like 2 in the morning. She always has her phone.
Oh, my mom would too.
Yeah. She gets mad at me. She's like, how do you not sleep? Like, I sleep with my phone silenced all the time. And she's like, why don't you sleep with your phone like on ring in case I have to call you? I'm like, I have to sleep. My friends text in the middle of the night. Like, I'll answer in the morning. I'm sorry.
You know, you can like set certain numbers to like go through still.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
You got to teach me that. I want to, you know, yeah, I have to have my parents line up if they have to call me in the middle of the night for something.
I have a few people that can call me at all.
Shout out to Apple hours for that. You got to teach me how to do that, Jimmy.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Hey, Mom, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on speaker. My phone only works on speaker. How you doing, John?
You're on speaker too. I'm good. Oh, I'm on the podcast right now with Josh Chomick, and I have a question for you really quick. I want to hear what you think.
Okay.
So did you know that New Jersey has a hotline for parents that are fed up with their kids? Yeah, you can call 1-800.
That's pretty interesting. I love it.
Yeah, it's if you call 1-800-THE-KIDS, it actually is a number that there's counselors that'll help you figure out how to tame your wild children.
Okay. So what's your question?
So my question is, did you ever feel when you were raising me that maybe you wish there was a hotline you could have called to work out?
Or has she used it?
Or have you used it?
I haven't used it, but there may have been one or two instances.
Is that Dad laughing in the background?
Yes, because you're on speaker. We're in the bed. We're in the bed. He made me walk the dog to the corner in the dark, John.
Oh, well, that sounds like
only a couple of times in your whole life that I need to call 1-800 had it with the kids.
All right. Well, I just was curious. Tell Dad to take the dog for a walk next time. Be a gentleman.
Will. Love you. Have fun, Josh.
Love you.
Bye. All right. Bye.
They got my a kick out of that.
My dad's laughing in the background. Well, I guess
your parents are different than like I only have. We're only two kids in my family. You guys have eight kids in your family.
Yeah, they're
so
joking. She would have absolutely never called.
She's
the hotline,
a champ, dude.
But I think she's being funny. But yeah, kind of interesting. So next story: New Jersey is waiving the test required for graduating for the class of 2023.
Didn't even know there's a test that you need to take to graduate.
Yeah, so there used to not have to be a test to graduate. There were like always standardized tests, but there is a test now, and they're going to waive it for this new class.
When did they start this? So it only lasted like a few years?
Let me look at the article really quick.
That sounds terrifying. It's also like doesn't make sense.
I think we all had to take it. I'm pretty sure now that I'm like really thinking back. Yeah,
2017.
There was a test.
Murphy campaign 2017 on eliminating the requirement. So I guess it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They were installed in 2016. Wait a second. That's so. It sounds like there's a lot of back and forth on this.
Was it something Christie put in, like in his last year?
No, it says. I'll have to read the whole article, but let's just get into it right now. A new statewide standardized test will not be used as a graduation requirement for the crop of New Jersey high schoolers slated to get their diplomas next year under a bill by Governor Murphy signed into law on Tuesday.
Well, I think that's great because why would you like study and work so hard all year round to get good grades and to pass and then say you fail this one test, you can't graduate? That's so stupid.
I'm not in favor of standardized tests. They sound dumb to me. I'm not an educator. But at the same time, listen to the reasoning. It says from mental health concerns to learning delays, our students have been through a lot. And what they need now is our support. Not the anxiety and stress that comes with taking a new high stakes assessment test. Okay, I get that. I get that like kids have been through a lot, but that was also put on them by the government that they went through a lot. And now the government is saying, let's remove the test that allows them to graduate. And I think that what's happening is we're dumbing down kids. I don't know how integral this test has been in the past, but it just seems like it doesn't make any sense. So like, okay, you've had a stressful life, so you don't have to know how to do basic algebra. Like, on the test?
No, but I get that. But like, why is there a one singular test that stops you from graduating?
I don't know if it's a singular assessment that you sit down and do in like an hour, or if it's like multiple tests combined into one major assessment. I think that would be probably what it is, like 3 days in a row.
I get
what you're saying, but like, why is it an issue if you've learned what you need to learn in high school?
Yeah, I guess if I got straight A's, I should be able to pass this test no problem.
I guess I'm not against the idea of removing the test because I think it's probably useless anyway. But it just seems like if the reasoning is we don't need kids to adhere to certain education standards because their life is stressful, We're not preparing them for the real world and the stress of adult life, which is life is stressful for all of us.
Yeah.
It doesn't get easier after you graduate high school. So if the reason you don't have to take this test is we want to, you know, keep you from more stress, it just seems that's not a good enough reason. We should have, hey, the test wasn't efficient at actually checking if kids are meeting state standards. We're going to find another way. Okay. I'm there with you on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if the reason is we don't want to add stress to these kids' lives, they're going to college. College is going to be way more stressful than a high school test.
Yeah, and if you don't prep them correctly, they're going to have a breakdown their first semester.
It just seems soft. I know.
I want to see what's on the test. I'm very curious. Yeah, I wish I could take it right now and see if I'd pass.
We probably wouldn't pass.
No, yeah, after not being in school for so many years.
If I were hypocrites, but I don't know. I don't want to sound harsh. I just feel like that I can understand removing a standardized test. Okay, fair enough. I don't like the reason, mental health concerns. It just seems like a broad... You know, I know mental health concerns are absolutely on the rise for teenagers, but not all teenagers. So it's like, it just doesn't seem like good reasoning. I don't know.
Are you an educator listening or watching this? Let us know your thoughts. Are you for it? Are you against it? I'm curious.
Educators are probably going to be against it because they're going to say it doesn't really mean anything. It's a state thing. Mm-hmm. But I think, again, I'm not against it, a standardized test, but I'm also not for them. I just don't like the reasoning here.
Did you, you took your SATs, right?
Yeah.
Did you score well on it?
I took them once and I didn't take like a practice course before. I think I did all right. Like, I don't remember what.
You only took it once though.
Only once.
That's good.
I just remember going like, if I took the class, I probably could have done really well on them, but I just did not care at all.
Yeah. At least you got a good like grade though.
How'd you do?
I took the practice test and I took it three times.
You took the SATs three times?
Yeah, it was brutal.
I took mine three times too.
Really?
I did so bad the first two times. I couldn't handle sitting in a classroom that long, so I stopped the test the first two times. Like I couldn't mentally. I was just like, get me out of this classroom. It's a hot summer day because you take it in the summer. I took it at Westfield High School, just miserable.
You just left?
Well, I couldn't leave. I think I just put my pencil down and left because I was mentally, wow. I was like, this is stupid. Like, why am I taking this? My mom made me end up going back, trying to take it again.
Wait, what did your parents say when you like left?
I was like, this test is dumb. Like, why do I have to take this? And like, I scored bad. I didn't like, I think I failed. So, you know, I just couldn't stand it. I never believed in those types of tests. I was just like, why do we have to take this one test compared to like the rest of my education? Eventually, you know, I went through it, did it a third time, finally with a passing score so I can get into college. Because they freaked you out. They're like, oh, you need a good score to get into a college. Yeah. And I believed all that. I can't believe it.
It's all made up, dude. It's so very, dumb. It's all antiquated. I guess, so now I'm flip-flopping. I guess standardized tests are kind of an antiquated thing, but I know nothing about education. And I feel like every time we talk about education, we sound super ignorant.
Kids are probably learning more on YouTube nowadays than they do in school. Let's be honest.
Well, I always think I remember like teachers saying that they hated teaching for the test. So I think teachers probably would be in support of it.
You're probably right, Jimmy.
So
that's a good point.
And I think that's how like they're kind of evaluated too on like how their students do on these standardized tests. Mm-hmm. So
makes sense to me. Last but not least, we got some good news for all of our commuters to New York City. New York and New Jersey have finally come to an agreement to split the cost of the Gateway Tunnel.
Dude, this is probably going to take 15 years, but like, yeah. Hey, we're starting somewhere. This is a good start.
So why don't we fill in people that don't know what the Gateway Tunnel is?
Let's do it.
So if you take NJ Transit and you're a commuter from Jersey to New York, the trains now go through a tunnel. There's going to be a new tunnel called the Gateway Tunnel built, and that is what we're talking about. New York and New Jersey have agreed that they're both going to pay for portions of it.
Wow.
How much are we talking?
We're talking $14.2
billion. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, man. Well, think about it. They're building this massive tunnel underneath the Hudson from Jersey to New York City. That's like I try to think about like how I would do it if they put me in charge of it. That's hard to think about.
I've always wondered how they do tunnels under.
Well, rivers. I'm excited now that we're older. We're able to follow the process of this and maybe check it out.
But like, how does that happen? I'm sure. I don't know. I'd have to ask some sort of an engineer, like a civil engineer.
They put
a
tube first. They put like this bigger tunnel or tube underneath. They drown it. I mean, they take all the water out and they build a new tunnel inside this. So it's drier.
Wait, so they're going through the dirt underneath the river?
No, I think he's saying they put a pipe down at the bottom of the river. It just like rests on the bottom.
Wait a second. So tunnels are.
Wait, that's a good question.
In the water?
Are they actually going under the Hudson? Or is it like, is the Hudson deep enough where they're just at the bottom of the Hudson?
Let's let's check on YouTube. Let's try to find out. How are underwater tunnels built? Here we go. Any videos? I'm looking for a video. Well, this doesn't really tell me a lot, but it looks like...
No. So basically they do this. They
drill. Yeah. They just drill through the earth. But what I've never understood with the Holland is the Holland Tunnel, you would have to go down so low to go underneath the Hudson.
That's the thing. So you think it's at the bottom of the Hudson? That's my question.
Well, the Hudson is like in some areas like 50 feet deep, and I think there are areas where it's 200 feet deep. So the Holland Tunnel is going at least like 100 feet down.
If you Google, right, can you Google, is the Holland Tunnel, I mean, the Hudson, the Holland Tunnel under the Hudson, is it underground or in water?
It has to be underground because the pressure of the water would be enormous. Yeah, here's them digging it. They're going through dirt.
But that could be from like the start of it before they even hit the water.
I don't know.
Wait, what was, if you go to all on Google, Josh, what was that first thing
it said? It looks like it's underground.
Wow. Oh, Jimmy has it. Jimmy, just say depth.
Because
you have to think you're going downhill then when you're going into the Holland Tunnel, right?
Yeah, you are going downhill for sure.
It's just so crazy.
Doesn't feel that way.
So yeah, well, it makes sense. It's 14
because you start under that. Before you hit like Jersey City, you go underground there. So because it's a train, right? It has to be. It can't be a huge pitch. It has to just gradually go down.
So it says New York and New Jersey may disagree about which state has the better bagels. And then in parentheses, it says it's New Jersey, which is correct. But they both admit that clogged rail connections between the two states could use a transformational upgrade. On Tuesday, the Democratic governors of both states agreed to split the cost of the first phase of the $14.2 billion Gateway mega project, a long-stalled infrastructure initiative that would build a new train tunnel under the Hudson River. The agreement means that the step one of the project, the replacement of the 112-year-old bridge, could proceed this year. So I guess they're removing a bridge first.
Yeah, so I forgot the name of the bridge, but it's...
Portal Bridge.
Yeah, the Portal Bridge, which is... It's like the one that...
Goes over the Hackensack River.
This bridge is super old, but why is New York paying for that? I don't understand that. That's super...
You know, every time on the train you go over this, bro, it's sketchy.
The new version of it looks really nice, though.
It gets stuck in the open position all the time, and...
It's just a mess, yeah.
Not good.
What a disaster.
There's delays all the time, man.
This is the new rendering
for it. That looks really pretty.
How pretty does that look?
That's going to look amazing. But like, how long do you think this would take? Like, you think we're talking 15 years before this is done?
Bridge will be done in 3 years, I think. I think by 2025, we're looking at a new bridge. The tunnel is going to take I don't know, maybe 5 years.
I'm just saying, I hope with this new tunnel, they make like multiple tracks. Like, let's do it so we could like fit like 3-4 train cars in it at once on different rail lines.
Absolutely.
Just so like the ins and outs of Penn could be so much smoother. You're not really, if one train gets stuck in the tunnel right now, you're stuck. You can't get in or out. That's a problem. So let's just make it bigger.
It kind of blows my mind to the undertaking of building a tunnel and going, what needs to go into this tunnel so that the technology can be used for years to come? Like, think about that. You go, we need the rails. We know that. But like, to make sure it's built in such a way that not only is it good for now, but it's good in 60 years.
Yeah,
that must be so crazy to figure out. Like, they have to kind of, I mean, I guess you could update technology in a tunnel, but like, I don't know. It just seems like it would be kind of a crazy undertaking. Maybe the tunnel really is just the tunnel, and then everything else, the hardware inside of it could be changed and upgraded, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm just saying make it as big as you possibly can. So there's always room to like fix things, to add things.
Yep.
Like you don't want to make it so small where now you're just contained to this one little track. No, make four tracks in that tunnel, please.
Yes.
So if a train breaks down, we can take the other three. There won't be delays. So much easier, right?
Sorry if you said this earlier and I missed it, but this current tunnel opened for service in 1909.
It's old.
That's pretty old.
Think about it. Like, I wonder how often they do maintenance on it to make sure it's not going to collapse on us.
Does it like make you guys sad at all that in 1909 we had figured out how to do tunnels like this? Like, the world was not sad. I guess sad is the wrong word, but the world was so advanced 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just like playing it on social media all the time while these guys 100 years ago were digging under the Hudson River to figure out how to get in.
It's really crazy to think about.
Savages. Bunch of savages.
And everything was black and white.
The world was black and white. That must have been crazy, man.
They have no color, dude.
Wow. Wow. What a time.
And one day, magically, everything turned to color. It's wild, dude.
Well, it says advocates of the Gateway say creating smoother travel connections between New Jersey and New York isn't just beneficial to the region, it's also key for ensuring the stability of the national economy, which, yeah, okay, that's kind of a stretch, I think, but also it is an important area for travel.
Yeah, bro, so many people are using that every single day.
I heard more people go into Penn Station than any train station in America.
Really?
Day.
I believe that.
Yeah, yeah, Penn is a mess, dude. Especially when there's delays, like it's just, you're at like a concert venue. You're just like right next to people. It just
so yes, New York Penn Station is ranked number one in the United States with 100. This is in millions, so I guess you'd have to multiply the number I'm about to give you by millions. 107,416, which might be 107 billion.
Wait, what's that number?
Oh, maybe it's...
It says annual?
Okay, so it says annual entries / exits in millions. And then it says 107,416.
So that's like the amount of people coming in and out of Penn Station a year.
Yep.
That's a lot of people.
What?
In that- millions, though. Why? This is our UCC education. What are they trying to tell us here? Do you multiply that times a million?
In millions, so...
Or is it saying 107 million?
Yeah, I think so.
Why would they write it like that?
It's just very dumb.
But yeah, Penn is a mess, dude. Well, I actually went to Penn Station for the first time in a while, like a few weeks ago when I went to the Yankee game. Like the construction there is impressive. Mm-hmm. If you walk out into 7th Ave, dude, they're building up one Penn Station like crazy. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been into the new atrium too on...
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's very beautiful. It's about time because Penn Station's a sad looking train station and it's about time it gets a facelift. It deserves it, so...
Yeah. It's like if you're like especially a traveler, like there's so many tourists in New York City, you don't want to go to the current Penn Station. It looks so sad. Let's make it into like the coolest looking place in the country.
The original Penn Station was gorgeous. It was a beautiful train station. And they knocked it down. And that's one of the major crimes of the 20th century in America.
When did that happen?
Wow. I'm looking at pictures now. I've never seen it before. It is gorgeous.
Dude, did it look like Grand Central Station?
It was like prettier than Grand Central Station.
Really?
Yes.
These arches are wild. Look at that.
It looks like kind of, the new one kind of looks like it too.
That's how they made the new one.
This is prettier than the original. This is prettier to me than Grand Central Station.
Where was this one? Where it currently is?
I believe before MSG? Same location, I believe.
So before MSG?
Yes. Wow. Actually, isn't this... Looks like the post office. I don't know how it was all laid out. It was destroyed in 1963 to build an above-ground portion of a massive sports arena, then called Madison Square Garden.
Huh.
Legendary.
Never heard of that place.
Legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Wow. Dairy sounds good right now, dude.
So.
Nice glass of milk. Knock me out after this coffee.
Well, with that is the last story of the podcast. So that's a good closer for us.
Dude, some great news. Yeah.
The news never sleeps in Jersey. And another great podcast in the books for the Garden State fellas.
Is this number 24, boys?
24.
Wow. I think it's like our 31st. Shoot in your living room, so that's cool. Thank
but
you.
24 full hour episodes, which means we spent the day of our life doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. I think our first few episodes were like 30 minutes 45 minutes. Jimmy Parks had a 10 minute segment, so yeah, almost there, maybe like one more.
Okay, well, congrats guys,
we did it. We're not sick of each other yet. I think we're doing pretty good.
So you know, I'd like to close by telling you guys a story.
Yeah, sure. Can I put music over this part?
Yeah, no, it's this, you know, I was talking to some people about exercise today and I want to tell you guys about my grandpa. He was a very inspiring guy. On my grandfather's 80th birthday, he began walking a mile a day. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Wow.
And, he did it until he was 82 and we have no idea where he is right now. All right. I read that joke today, made me laugh. Figured you guys might enjoy it.
That was good. That was a good way to top this episode off. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Poor little guy.
In all seriousness, if you ever see Bob Sobosinski, give me a come get him. Imagine. Gosh. Man, my grandfather's deceased. So that's a good
close. Is that his name?
Bob, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
You know that?
No, well, I never met him.
Robert.
So RJ is named after, right?
Yeah. So That's my brother's name.
Yeah.
So with that, I figured you guys would get a little chuckle out of my hijinks.
Maybe next week you could share the toe story, dude.
Oh, that. Yeah. That's reserved. That's reserved for episode 25 for sure. The quarter of the century.
Good.
But.
What day is it today? We're shooting on a Wednesday.
Yeah. I think this is our first time on a Wednesday.
We're covering every single day of the week. Eventually.
Going up on a Wednesday. All right, boys. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Have an amazing week.
Great one.
Great one.
Great one. Just fabulous. Jim, any last words?
Have a great week.
See you guys later.
See you later.
See you later.
You're listening to The Garden State. The Dirty Jurors.